This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said he remained adamant about the need to create a pathway for U.S. citizenship for so-called dreamer immigrants. But he said it remains to be seen if that will be part of the $3.5 trillion budget measure. Biden spoke to reporters as he returned to the White House after spending the weekend at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Dreamers are immigrants brought to the United States as children who were protected from deportation under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. Democrats hope to provide legal status to some immigrants in the budget reconciliation measure that they plan to pass with a simple majority, but details have not been released. Senate Democratic leaders have said the budget measure could open a door to legislation on climate measures, social spending, and extension of a child tax credit, but it remains unclear whether the Senate parliamentarian who decides which provisions may be included in a budget package will approve the inclusion of the immigration measure. Biden last week vowed to preserve the DACA program and urged Congress to provide a path to citizenship. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday named a second Republican to the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi named Congressman Adam Kinzinger, an Illinois lawmaker, to join Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney on the panel. Both are outspoken critics of former President Donald Trump. The committee is set to start hearing testimony Tuesday. The panel's investigating the chaos that occurred as lawmakers were certifying Democrat Joe Biden's victory over Mr. Trump in last November's election to become the country's 46th president. You're listening to VOA News. A man accused of attempting to stab Mali's interim president, Assimi Goïta, last week has died in the hospital while in the custody of security services, according to the government in a statement Sunday. In the statement, it said the government said the suspect's state of health deteriorated during investigations. A probe is underway to determine the cause of death. Goïta escaped unharmed after the assailant tried to stab him during prayers at a mosque in the capital, Bamako, on Tuesday. Mali was thrown into political turmoil after a military junta led by Goïta topped President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita in August of 2020. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria have released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from the Bethel Baptist High School in the northern town of Damishi. A local leader said more than 80 other children are still being held by the gunmen. So far, 34 children kidnapped on July 5th have either been released or have escaped from the custody of the gunmen. It's unclear when the other children will be released. Gunmen have carried out a spate of mass abductions from schools in northern Nigeria this year, mainly seeking ransoms. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he's aiming to begin a dialogue with the country's political opposition next month in Mexico. He said he hoped the United States would embrace the dialogue, which will be facilitated by Norway. In May, Venezuela's political opposition indicated its willingness to return to negotiations to resolve the political crisis in Venezuela, which is an OPEC member. Maduro has overseen an economic collapse in the once prosperous country since he took office in 2013. He stands accused by the United States and the European Union of corruption, human rights violations, and rigging his 2018 re-election. Maduro denies the accusations. Venezuela's opposition, led by Juan Guaido, has accused Maduro of using previous rounds of negotiations to buy time. In the face of diplomatic and sanctions pressure by the United States and others, Guaido is recognized by Washington and several other Western democracies as Venezuela's rightful leader. China's commercial hub Shanghai and neighboring coastal areas canceled all flights, slowed or suspended subway trains, and shuttered businesses as Typhoon Infa made landfall on Sunday, bringing flooding and felling around 1,000 trees. Central China is still reeling from record flooding that killed at least 63 people, cut off power, and forced the relocation of more than 1 million people last week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.